The next patient is Ricardo Cancino. The last name is C-A-N-S-I-N-O. First name, Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O. This is the clinical case of an 81-year-old Filipino male that is referred to the practice by Dr. Tangunan. T like in tango, A-N-G-U-N like in November, A-N. Period. The patient when first came had a 3+ proteinuria to the dipstick and a history of diabetes mellitus for 10 years. The patient has a history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass graft, gout. The albumin creatinine ratio was consistent with proteinuria 2600 milligrams. The patient was recently started on Jardiance, and he has been following the diet. And there was a CMP that was done on May 26, 2023, in which the creatinine is 2, the BUN is 46, and the protein, the estimated GFR is 32 mL per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is 3,000 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In the urinalysis, on interestingly, the one that was reported by Quest, it has a dipstick of 1+ protein in the urine. In any event, the patient has lost 3 pounds. The blood pressure is under better control, 136 over 64. He's following the diet, and we are going to continue with the close follow-up. Diabetes mellitus, the hemoglobin A1C 7.1 is under control, following number, and it's under control. Number two, this patient stopped the administration of metformin. Number three, the patient has a history of gout. The uric acid that was reported was 4.8 milligrams per deciliter. Following number, hyperlipidemia. He had a cholesterol of 315. The patient was started on Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, by Dr. Torres. In the latest laboratory workup, the serum cholesterol went down to 205. The HDL is 65, LDL 113. The patient was stressed to follow the diet as recommended and to continue with the administration of Repatha. Following number coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass is followed by the cardiologist, Dr. Torres, who recently evaluated the patient. Following number vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. Following number, taking into consideration the presence of proteinuria and the high risk involved in this particular case, we are going to add Kerendia, 10 milligrams PO every day, and we continue the close evaluation of the patient in 4 months with laboratory workup. I am going to reevaluate the potassium 10 days after he started taking the Kerendia. We invested 20 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.